And we're live. Hey. And we're live, dude. We're back. I'm back, dude. I pissed on myself this week. True story, dude. True fucking story. That's not really what I've been up to. That's not why I haven't been here, but definitely hindered me this week at least. We had some audio problems with this podcast. I recorded, I think, actually two episodes, and neither of them made the cut because the audio quality was so goddamn poor. So we're still in the works of figuring out why the fuck I can't put together a decent episode by myself. God damn it. I just fucking... Maddie Mayhem is so essential to this podcast. I pissed on myself this week for real. I really did. I didn't piss myself, but I pissed on myself. I had the flu on last Wednesday, and I've never pissed on myself like I did when I had the flu. I was at work, and I had a 24-hour shift on the ambulance, and I tried to make it the whole 24 hours. And then, like, halfway throughout the day, I realized, okay, this is probably the flu. Like, this isn't good. I really can't make it. I was, like, weak and shaky and nauseous. And I was like, I got to go home. So I called my supervisor, said I got to go home. And then before I left work, I made the mistake of thinking I could just safely take a piss like I have for 24 years of my life. Maybe not 24 years. I didn't start off my life taking safe pisses. But, I don't know what happened. I pissed and then I stopped pissing and put my dick away. And, then it decided that it wasn't done yet, you know? It hadn't had enough. It just kind of kept going a little. But I went home anyways after that. So it was kind of convenient. If there ever was a time to piss yourself, that was it. But I'm going to blame it on the flu. I don't think that's really a sign or symptom of the flu, self-urination, but that for sure was a first for me. So, it's been a while. I'm glad to be back. I had some things in my mind that I've been thinking about. Something I wanted to talk about, and then I want to have some people maybe call in or just ask for advice on a couple things. So, one of them... It's always about girls with me for some reason. I always have problems with women. So that's what I want to talk about this episode. Where should I start? Okay, so first, fuck it, let's start here. Let's start with weddings, dude. What's up with weddings nowadays? I was at work the other day and this nurse was talking about how her daughter just got married last year. And I heard her say, kind of under her breath to another nurse, that it cost her daughter $125,000 for her wedding. $125,000, man. You know? What the fuck? And, like, I've just been thinking a lot about... So, I'm 24, and I'm kind of at the age where I'm going to start, the next... decade of my life is like wedding season, you know? It's just that time where everyone I know is going to be getting married. Fucking everyone I know is in a relationship right now. I have one other friend that's single, and he knows who he is. He goes from relationship to relationship, so he's going to be back off the market in probably another week. He's actually going on to NPR to talk about dating, which is fucking dope. I'm pumped for him. But he'll probably be in a relationship by the time that his NPR interview's over, to be honest. So other than that, all my close friends are in relationships. I'm the only single one. It's kind of weird because usually I was always in a relationship. And some of my friends have been in relationships for a while, and they're probably going to get married soon within the next few years. And it just fucking got me thinking about weddings, dude. Like, not that I don't want a wedding, but it would be dope if I met a girl, the girl of my dreams, and then we dated for a long time, and she just said that she didn't want to get married. But, like, she wanted to stay with me, you know what I mean? But, like, she just didn't want to do the whole thing. Because, like, that's fucking... Obviously, you don't have to spend $125,000 on a wedding. But even a cheap wedding, dude, is, like... It's, like, $15,000. Like, you don't... Like, an average wedding, I think, is probably $20,000. Which is fucking crazy. $20,000 is, like, almost a down payment on a house. That is a down payment on a house sometimes. That's fucking, like, you can buy a house, or you can have one night of fun, or you can just have an entire house that you'll have the rest of your life, but you can also spend it on a wedding. Like, that's so fucking mind-boggling to me. I don't know what the rule is about wedding rings. I know it's like, I think it used to be like, you're supposed to spend 3 to 4 months' paycheck on it. Dude, imagine that. Imagine having a girl tell you that. Yeah, okay. 3 to 4 months pay. Fucking suck my balls, dude. Just so you can be bitch at me. Not even. I'm not even gonna go down that road. But that's just fucking insane. But I think nowadays people spend more like 2 months rent, which is still too much pay, which is still 2 whole months pay. So say you, all right. So you say make $50,000 a year, that's like $1,000 a month, right? So you're spending like $2,000 to $2,500 on a wedding ring. Which I don't even get how it works. There's an engagement ring and a wedding ring. See, this is probably why I'm single, because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. There's an engagement ring and a wedding ring. Do you spend $2,500 on the engagement ring? Right? And then the wedding ring. Which ring is it that the person wears the rest of their life? It's the engagement ring, isn't it? And then the wedding ring is like a band. And if you're a girl, it's supposed to match the wedding ring, I think. I think that's how it works. But which one do you spend $2,500 on? I think it's the engagement ring. And then what do you spend on the wedding band? Like another $500 or something? Like as if that's not a lot of money. So, right? So then you get that. So then it takes... This is the other thing about a wedding. It takes... People spend 2 years planning weddings. They're like, yeah, we're getting engaged, but we're not getting married until the summer of 2080. It's like, oh, we're... Yeah, I proposed to her last year. We're getting married hopefully sometime between 2030 and the next ice age. People get engaged for so long. Which, I mean, whatever. It makes sense why. Because you have to do all this fucking bullshit. You have to... So you plan an engagement, you get engaged, then you have to tell everyone. That's a whole process in itself. You make the generic Facebook post, but I feel like you're supposed to probably tell people in person. You know, you have to tell all your close people. Then there's... Oh, fuck. Hold on. Oh, whatever. Then there's the, do you have an engagement party? Probably. You have an engagement party, let's say. That costs money. Then you, let's just add it on. I don't really know for sure. Then you, have a wedding shower. You have rehearsal dinner. You have the night of the wedding, which... Open bar, probably, if you're stunting, maybe at least for just 2 hours. You have the venue you have to pay for. That's what costs a shit ton of money. That costs like $10,000. You have to feed everyone. That costs millions of dollars. Then, then you have to have a honeymoon, which is the only thing that... out of this whole process that I can rationally see spending a lot of money on. That's like a real travel adventure. You want to do that up? Do that up. Spend $20,000 on your honeymoon. Fuck the wedding. Spend $500 for paper plates in fucking plastic utensils. And then book a private jet to Dubai. There's someone walking by my house right now, and it's literally midnight, and they're wearing... What? Dude, people are so sketchy, man. Just some hooded figure in the mist walking by my house. Go away. Dude, and then you do all that, right? And then you have a kid, and you have a baby shower. You have a reveal party. You have your kid's birthday. Ew, who wants to have a kid and celebrate their birthday? But you just end up spending so much fucking money on one night. It's so stupid, man. It makes no goddamn sense to me. People go way, like, above their means. Fuck getting married in a church. Suck my balls, Catholic Church. I don't know if they take your money, but I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that you have to pay $30,000 to get married in a church. That's stupid, dude. I'm not marrying a Catholic. Fuck that. I remember one time there was this girl I was talking to, and we were just laying there, and she was like, I asked her if she believed in God, and she said she did, and then it didn't last much longer after that. So I'm super negative. I'm super negative right now. There could be a God, guys. There could be a God. But I don't think he wants you spending $20,000 on a wedding. That's just fucking ridiculous. Think of all the cool shit you could buy for $20,000. You could buy you could buy a nice car. You could literally, this isn't even an exaggeration, you could buy a city in Africa. You could buy a village. You could just go and ball out and have a village if you wanted to. You might as well, dude. You're spending it on one night. Like, you're going to take out... People take out loans for weddings. Like, what? You're taking out a loan for a night? Oh, my God. It's fucking insane, man. I don't even know. And there's, like, no avoiding it. You know what I mean? It's just social expectations. Jesus, fuck. So yeah, I'm probably never getting married. I'm the only single one of my friends right now, which is fine. That's fine. I'm loving it. I don't need any of that bullshit right now. So yeah, call in. Hold on. I'm going to bring up our fucking... Is it bad? I don't know that fucking hotline number off the top of my head. I should probably know this. Here we go. Okay, 857-293-1442. Okay, that's the hotline. I'm going to fucking post this number everywhere. People, call in and tell me what your opinion is on weddings. Do you think that they're worth it? I've never been to a wedding, I'll be honest. My first wedding is going to be this September. It's going to be baller. It's going to be dope night. I'm wicked pumped for it. Love the girl who's getting married. Fucking sweetheart. Absolute one of my best friends, but like, glad it's not my wedding. You know, it's gonna be a baller party. That's sick. It's kind of cool that people spend $20,000 on a party. I guess it's kind of sick, but like, they should just like have like, yo, what the fuck, dude? This guy outside my house is creeping me out. He's literally standing. He just walked up and is facing a pond and standing there in a hood, just facing the pond. Please don't jump in. I don't feel like doing CPR tonight. Maybe he's like getting married and he's like just like just thinking about walking out into the water and just never coming back. Now he's walking away from the lake super fast. Dude, this guy is so sketchy. I hope he doesn't rob me. 857-293-1442. Are weddings worth it? And why are they so expensive? And do you think that there's going to be a bubble that makes it worth, like, that pops, like the housing crisis? Or the impending fucking college tuition crisis that's going to happen? That's definitely going to happen. People spend $85,000 for a bachelor's degree in sociology. Fucking ridiculous. So yeah, call in and let me know what you think about weddings. And let me know, like, obviously weddings are wicked fun. You can tell me how fun they are, but like, be realistic. Like, is it worth it? If you're in a relationship, I'd love to hear about if you've had a discussion about getting married or what your general consensus is on having a wedding. Everyone, I think, always bases the wedding on two things. This is actually a really good point for anyone getting married. This is advice coming from someone who's never been to a wedding, but I think that from the way people talk about it, they always talk about two things. They talk about if the food was good, right? Did you get the chicken? No, I got the fucking steak. Oh, he had fish at his wedding. It made it smell, you know? They talk about if the food was good. And then they talk about if there was an open bar, you know, or what they have for. Yeah, I think they talk about like the drinking a lot. That's really what it comes down to. So I think if you're going to spend money on a wedding, like, or like where you want to spend your money. Yeah, the like location, like that's more for you, though. You know what I mean? Like that's more for the bride and groom, mostly the bride. Let's be realistic. That's mostly for the bride. I'm literally, my head is on a swivel right now. I'm so nervous about what that guy, where he went and what he's going to do. He just fucking just kills himself and is the happiest guy ever because he doesn't have to get married. Yeah. So I think that, yeah, the location is for the bride and groom. But people mostly talk about the food and the booze, which makes sense, dude. That's all that really matters at a party anyways. It was fucking Flex, dude. Flex was saying how he went to a party and they had Two Roads IPA fucking on tap just at an open bar. And this kid just had mad good like IPAs and wines and shit. Fucking dope. If I ever get married, that's what I'm doing. That's how I want to spend my money. Okay, so here's the other thing that I kind of wanted to talk about. It's about, should I even bring this up? Yeah, fuck it. Okay. So let's just talk about hypotheticals. So this is another question that you guys can call in and talk about, or ask about, give me advice on, whatever. So hypothetically, if you had an ex-girlfriend, right? And, we won't say how long you dated for, but in this, well, okay, let's just say in this situation, you dated for a while, right? And then, while you were dating, your ex had a friend, and your girlfriend had a friend, and the girlfriend's friend it was just like a friend, you know? And she would be at parties and stuff, and they were pretty good friends. They would hang out in, like, small groups, but not a best friend by any means. But you always kind of felt a connection, right? But you kind of got vibes that were put out from this friend. And then, okay, so time goes on, and you and your girlfriend break up. And now it's a while later, but you break up on good terms, and, you know, you're still... Maybe you're not friends, but, you know, think you're good. You respect each other and everything. And I already know what everyone's fucking answer is going to be. You know what I'm asking. You know where this is going. This is going with, you reconnect with that old, the old friend that you had vibes with. And they're still there, you know. And do you pursue them? You know, that's kind of hypothetically where a situation I might be in. So, I want to further explore this maybe in later episodes. We'll see where this develops, but I feel like you guys probably are gonna tell me to just go for it. But it's you have to put yourself in my shoes, you know. I guess it doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter. Yeah, I should go for it. I should fucking go for it. I think I'm answering my own question right now. 857-293-1442. Maybe if you've ever been in that situation or a situation like that, I'd love to hear that story, right? That's a classic story. You hook up with your ex-girlfriend's friend. That's a good, like, story. But I wouldn't even be doing it to just, like, hook up or something. Like, I actually, this girl was, like, really pretty and super smart and, like, very, very cool. I could see it going somewhere. So, I'd fucking love to hear that story. Also, my friend that's going on NPR, I think when he after he goes on, I'll post the link so you guys can listen to it. But he was in the Boston Globe and went on one of those, like, dating. Boston Globe does, like, a spotlight thing on, like, they send two people on a date, they pay for it, and then each person kind of gives their perspective on the date. And he did that, and it was pretty fucking cool. It was pretty funny. And he's a really funny kid, so I'm interested to hear what he has to say on NPR. It's gonna be sick. It's gonna be fucking awesome. So I'll post the link for that guy, for you guys to listen to that too. But so yeah, call in and let me know what you think about modern weddings and just how expensive they are. It's fucking crazy, dude. I literally can't wrap my mind around spending. But then again, I'm not in a relationship, so maybe when I'm in a relationship, I'll be like, yeah, I'll spend any amount of money on, you know, this girl. Like, I could see that, I guess. I'm just trying to think about it from the other side. That just seems like a ridiculous amount of money. So, yeah, Colin, what's your perspective on weddings? And also, maybe if you have a good story about hooking up with a, okay, either hooking up with your ex-girlfriend's friend, or even better, and this is my fear, is going for it because you think you have it and then just getting rejected so goddamn hard. And then she obviously tells your ex-girlfriend, and now you just look like a fucking, like, piece of shit and just like a buffoon, dude. You look like a buffoon, just a monkey of a human being. Just ignorant, shit-slinging idiot, dude. That would be so funny if I go for it and that happens. All right, call in and let me know. This is good, dude. It feels good to be back. This episode is definitely getting posted, too. Definitely. So I'm fucking excited. So, yeah, tune into the Brusaders every Wednesday. Me and Maddie Mayhem fucking slanging IPAs, slanging reviews, talking about all sorts of stuff, getting off topic. It's what we love to do. Tune in. Keep listening to Single Batch. I got good feedback on the first episode, the second episode. Glad you guys liked it. If you didn't listen to last episode, just scroll back and check it out. I'd go on a fucking go off about some bitch at Chipotle. Which I did go back, just to update. I went back, and she's been giving me the discount ever since. So I'm thinking maybe she'll listen to the episode. So yeah, go listen to that. Go listen to the Brusaders. Keep an eye out for that link, the NPR link. And follow us on social media and call into the podcast. That's really what we want. We want some callers, dude. We wanted some interaction. But it's 857-293-1442. Thank you for listening. That's it, dog. We out. I'll talk to you next week. Peace.